Welcome to the Transcend Your Health podcast. I'm Erin Avery, your self-love junkie, fitness enthusiast, and entrepreneur that will come to you each week with a thought, idea, or strategy to help you rise above your limits and elevate you to the next level in your life, finances, and relationships. So get ready, grab a notebook, and let's transcend your health. Hey, and welcome, everybody. I hope you're having a wonderful start to your day. So today's topic is about compromising. It's not about compromising. It's about comparing. And normally I would redo this whole episode because of that, but I'm not going to. It's about comparing. And the reason why we need to stop comparing, it's because we compromise when we compare. And I'll explain why in a moment. The other day, last week, I was just thinking about some things about myself and where I'm at in my life, as this whole podcast really is. And then I just explain and educate you guys about comparing myself. And not necessarily, I don't mean as far as my looks go or how it would have been in the past, but now it's just comparing myself in my business aspect and relationships and, you know, just the things that I know I want that I pretty much make myself crazy about. Thinking, you know, where other people are in their lives doesn't even necessarily have to be with social media and comparing my life with those people. It's just in general, you know, like I'm comparing me to pretty much a me that doesn't exist yet. And that is, that's a new area for me. And the reason why I wanted to do this is because when we compare, we compromise our dreams, our goals, our results, our aspirations. So why do we feel like we need to? And I think the reason why we do is because many of us feel unworthy. We feel like we're not good enough, like we don't fit in, like we don't matter. We're overly self-critical, fixating on our flaws and failures, and we think we need to be perfect and successful in order to have value. And I know this is to be true for myself for a very long time. And then I got over that, and now I'm back in this place where it's like it's not that I don't feel unworthy. I just feel like I'm not in a place where I feel like I should be. And that's where I'm comparing myself. I'm comparing myself to a person that doesn't exist yet. And I think the reason why is because for years we've believed the lies others have told us that make us feel like we're unworthy, right? We get messages everywhere from parents, from teachers, our friends, and social media, of course. We repeatedly hear that we don't that we're not where we're supposed to be, that we should be further ahead, or we have to earn our way, right? That's what a lot of we've been told since we were little. We have to earn our way. And that, you know, if you're not special, if you don't have these gifts or talents, then you can't be worthy. That hopefully did not come from your parents, but that's what we see a lot on, you know, TV, movies, and again, social media. And it's all bullshit, right? We don't have to prove or earn our self-worth to others because we're all inherently worthy. We just have to understand that we are, and we have to believe that we are, because when we don't, we compromise everything. And so I'm going to give you five ways that we do compromise our self-worth, but I'm just going to give you an example for myself right now, which is you know, in my business, like future me is already so far ahead. She's doing a damn thing, right? Me right now, I'm still starting out, right? I started something new, a completely new adventure. And I'm comparing myself to where I think I should be. And it started to have a little bit of wear and tear, turmoil, if you will, on me, where I've started to slack off. I've started to just think, well, I'm never going to be where I want to be, so why even try? I started coming up with excuses to feel burnt out. And when we do that, we start to fail. And you can look at this from many different perspectives. For instance, for those in, you know, fitness and diet nutrition, right? You see yourself starting this journey, you're super excited, but then you start scrolling through Instagram and then you see all the fitness models. You see people that, you know, may have been 200, 300 pounds, but now have lost 70, 80, 90 pounds. Maybe you're in a group and everyone else is posting about how they've started to lose weight and, you know, they've been in the group for, you know, 12 weeks and they've lost 22 pounds and you've been in that same group for 12 weeks and have lost 3. And when we start to compare ourselves with things like that, we start to then think that there's something wrong with us, right? We start to feel like we're doing this wrong, like we weren't meant to be, you know, if it's about fitness, we weren't meant to be skinny. We weren't meant to achieve a higher level in business. We weren't meant to have money, right? Whatever your situation is. So you start to feel unworthy. And so then you just either one, you do drastic things to get what you want. So if it's, you know, to lose weight, maybe then you start going back to taking diet pills, just drinking shakes all day, going through the crazy fad diets, right? So you either one, go through measures that are supposed to be shortcuts, but at the end don't really work, or two, you just give up and you stop because your thought is, why do this? It's not going to work for me. Or why do this? I'm never going to get there. And it's not true. Like I said, it's bullshit. You are worthy of losing weight. You are worthy of being successful in a new career. You are worthy of starting your business. You are worthy of an amazing relationship. But five ways that we compromise our self-worth is one, trying to be perfect, right? If we feel like we're imperfect, then we feel like we're not worthy. Everything has to be in alignment, right? So if you are on your fitness and nutrition journey and you don't prep for 1 week, then to you, that means you have failed, you are off track. So what's the use? So now you've compromised yourself, right? So now you go in this spiral. What's the use? I suck. I'm just going to eat this box of Oreos and I'll start again when I'm ready, right? When things are perfect. A second way that we compromise our self-worth is overworking. We work to excess in order to feel valued and received, and it gives us tangible proof of worthiness. So this is for people that are like in school, right? You just excessively work hard so that you can get that degree. You can get an award at school, or maybe it's at work. You can get praise. You can get your financial compensation. You can get promoted, right? So you're just overworking yourself to the excess so that you can feel valued, when ultimately you're just driving yourself into the ground and you're compromising other aspects of your life, right? So when you overwork, you're actually compromising family time, time with your kids, with your husband. You're compromising, doing the things for you that you want to have, such as, you know, lose weight, have a better body, have better fitness, more strength, more endurance, whatever that is, because you're spending all your time overworking. So you're failing in other areas. You're compromising other areas. Number three is busyness, where you overschedule and keep yourself busy as a way to feel important and needed. And this is something that I'm guilty of, I will admit. I do tend to overschedule, because it does make me feel like I have so much going on. And really, I have nothing going on. And half the time when I overschedule myself, I honestly don't want to do whatever it is that I put on the calendar that I want to do. It's just a way for me to stay busy. I do like to stay active. I like to get things done, but it's that busyness, right? When we are asked, well, can we do this weekend? And you're like, no, I have this to do. I have this to do and this to do, right? You're always trying to do something to make yourself feel important. And not only that, to make yourself feel important to other people. So if I were to ask you, oh, you know what? November 3rd, let's plan this, that, or the other. And it's, you know, October 9th. And you're like, oh, I can't. I have to do this. And my husband's got this. And we got this. You're just overscheduling to keep yourself busy. And another thing about being busy is, what are you trying to avoid? And typically, it's yourself or conflict with others. So that's busyness. Number four is comparison, like we've just talked about. When you compare, you look to others to measure your value. You compromise your values. You compromise your outcomes and your goals. And when you compare yourself, you're doing that and you're making yourself feel inferior. So that's ultimately what's happening. You're comparing yourself to someone else. So now you feel inferior about everything, right? That you're just less than, you're no good, and you can never be where that person is, or you can never be that person. And truth is that you can never be that person. So why try, right? You are you. You are going to get to X amount of pounds on your own time. You're never going to look like Jenny from the block. If you both weigh the same amount, 132, Jenny's going to look like her 132. You're going to look like your 132, right? You're spending all this time dying to look like her. Oh, she weighs 132. I want to weigh 132. Okay, well, you can do that, but you're still going to look different. So now what are you going to do, right? You feel inferior, so you're never going to get anywhere. And like I said, you're going to do one or two things. You're going to do drastic things that are probably unhealthy, or you're going to stop. And the fifth way that we compromise is by people pleasing. So we prioritize other people's opinions above our own. And what that looks like is when, you know, whatever is going on, right? Maybe it's a shirt. You're at the store with your friend and you're like, you inside are like, oh, that's really cute. But for some reason, you think, you know, Becky's opinion is everything. So before you even express, you both could be looking at the same shirt. And before you express first, because you're so excited about how cute that shirt is to you, well, what do you think? Right? And she's like, oh, it's cute. So then you try it on. And then you hate it. And then you come out and you say, well, what do you think? And Becky's like, oh my God, I love it. So then you purchase it, right? Because now because she likes it, because her opinion is more valuable than yours, right? So you compromise your values and needs to please others. And deep inside, it still makes you feel less than, right? Because you didn't want to disappoint or anger somebody else, or you didn't want them to be disappointed or angry with you for not doing something, right? So that's, again, something that I'm guilty of. Well, not so much anymore, but, you know, I used to just always give. Someone asked me to do something. Yes, right? I'll do it. Just because I didn't want to upset that person. I didn't want to disappoint them, or I wanted them to make them feel like, you know, oh, Aaron's always there for us. Aaron's always going to be the one to do something. And that's just not true. It's not true. Even though I was doing it at the same time, I was feeling dead inside, but I also was feeling, and this is kind of hard to explain, I was feeling kind of dead inside because I didn't want to be doing the things, but I also felt good because that other person felt good. And I do like making people feel good and feel happy and pleasing them, but not to the extent to where I prioritize them over me, right? And unfortunately, these are just messages that we've accepted for years. And I'm not saying that it's bad. I'm just saying that for years, we've used one form of this or another, and it's kind of become an identity of ours. And so I want you to take a look at your life and see, am I a perfectionist? Do I overwork? Am I always busy, like busy just doing all the things? Do I compare myself, and am I a people pleaser? And once you're able to actually, you know, look at that and see it for what it is, start to practice, right? Start practicing how you can change that, right? It takes practice to retrain your thinking patterns, and it takes a strong sense of, I don't want to say willpower, but it takes a strong sense of mindfulness and awareness to stand up to yourself, to break that barrier, because that's what it is. It's a barrier to you in order to achieve the goals that you want to achieve, or to reach a goal. So learn to let go of perfectionism, overworking, and busyness. And one way to do that is, again, to figure out which one, or maybe it's all, that you do most. And ask yourself, are you constantly looking for external validation? Someone to tell you good job, or give you some type of reward for your hard work, right? Like I said, like a promotion or some type of degree, or just any type of accolade, right? And this I think is something that most of us have fallen into, this trap, because we don't actually acknowledge our own worth. Like, and I see this a lot with weight loss, right? We don't acknowledge what we've started to accomplish. Every time we look in the mirror, we still see that same either overweight person, or that same person that has a chip in their tooth, even though you've gotten it fixed, or even though you've lost inches, even though it's not, you know, tremendous, right? You're not a size, you didn't go from a size 18 to a 2 overnight, but maybe now you're 18 to a 16. That's still a huge loss, but we don't acknowledge that. So we're always seeking someone else to acknowledge it. And I see this a lot with my groups for weight loss. They post all the time, I've lost this much weight, I've lost this much weight, but, you know, my husband hasn't noticed, my mom hasn't noticed, or they always need someone to notice it. And so this leaves you always trying to prove yourself, and you have this constant need to be doing more, performing better, looking perfect, working harder, and you become way too busy to do the things that you love to enjoy, right? Because now you're on this mission, and it's this constant hamster wheel, constantly striving to perfect and produce and please in order to feel worthy. And so the last thing I kind of want to say on this is, you know, just don't let others determine if you're enough, if you're worthy, right? Because when we let other people do that, we start to use those tactics as a habit. And instead of going through, you know, trying to use perfectionism and overworking, et cetera, develop a mindset that's going to inherit self-worth. Your mindset is so important because it informs how you feel and how you behave, right? Our thoughts pretty much become things, right? What we think determines how we feel determines how we act, and how we act is what's going to give us results, right? And you can change your mindset using different types of meditations, using different types of mantras, affirmations. And this is just to help you rebuild your self-worth. I'm not saying that this is the end-all be-all, and if you just keep repeating this affirmation to yourself, or this mantra, or the meditation every single day, it's just gonna automatically change. That's not how that works, but it can help you to rebuild that worth and start to ingrain in you a new thought process, right? Like, for instance, you can just start saying, I don't have to earn my worth. I don't have to do more, earn more, or be more. I am worthy just as I am right now, right? If you can just write that down, tape it somewhere, tape it. Do people tape things? Post it somewhere. I'm sure you have a post-it note, right? Just that one little mantra, that one little affirmation, I don't have to earn my worth. I don't have to do more, earn more, or be more. I am worthy just as I am right now. And just say that to yourself whenever you are feeling less than, whenever you are getting that feeling of, I just like to call it the fuck it's, right? Whenever you're getting that notion to start comparing yourself, I don't have to earn my worth. I don't have to do more. I don't have to earn more. I don't have to be more. I am worthy just as I am right now, right? All right, you guys, that is it for today. Thank you for tuning in. Please share this podcast with friends, families, all your Facebook and Instagram friends. If this has resonated with you in any way or feel like it can help somebody else out, that is what I'm here for. But until then, you guys, transcend your health, do good things, and I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Hey guys, thank you for listening to the podcast. There is no me without you, so I am forever grateful. If you enjoyed this episode, please share this on your social media and use the hashtag #TranscendYourHealth so I can find you and shout you out for giving me a listen. Also, before I go, make sure you are subscribed to my weekly newsletter where you will become one of my VIPs and get the inside scoop and early access to everything that I have to share. Just go to my website, empoweringmindsandwellness.com, to subscribe. Thanks, and I'll see you on the inside.